This is an executive summary of how to vet an oil and gas drilling program sponsor, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. In oil and gas, you are buying an operator before you are buying a barrel. You will never see the rock, log the well, or sign the drilling contract. The sponsor does all of it, and the gap between a disciplined operator and a weak or predatory one is the gap between a calculated bet and a near-certain loss. The geology gets the slides in most pitch decks, but the geology rarely sinks an investor. The sponsor does. This memo is the diligence playbook for vetting a drilling program sponsor, the track record to verify, the well economics to interrogate, the fees and alignment to pin down, and the red flags that should end the conversation. Owners weighing a tax-deferred exit from minerals instead can start with our pillar guide on 1031 exchanges for minerals and royalties. Start from your actual position in the deal. You are a passive capital provider in a technical, capital-intensive, high-failure-rate business. You cannot interpret the seismic, manage the drilling rig, or control the cost of casing and steel. The operator does every part of that, and so the operator, not the prospect, is what you are really underwriting. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.